School's out, but planning for new admissions in September 26 is going ahead. And Cathal Moore, the principal of Presentation College in Athenry, is on the line now. And he's going to tell us more about a single application system for post-primary schools. And it's being piloted in five towns: Selbridge, Clonakilty, Tullamore, Greystones and Athenry. Cathal Moore, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
So how is this single application system, this pilot, how is it going to work in Athenry?
Well, the information we have is that we'll be giving a link to parents, people who are interested in applying for the school for first year for September 2026. And through that link, it'll be a central link for all of those areas you've mentioned. But if they choose, they can choose Athenry from that link. And the three schools in Athenry participating in this will pop up on an application form. And that has been designed and will be held by the department. And they will fill in basic details, and parents can choose either one, two, or the three schools in Athenry, in our case. And that information then afterwards will be shared with us in our school and the other two schools in Athenry. And then we will just run our enrolment process as normal. So from our point of view, our enrolment process will run as normal. But initially, the department will be taking this basic information. And I'd welcome the development, because we have been oversubscribed for the past more than 15 years. I'm 10 years as principal in the school, and it causes a huge administrative burden in the school for everybody. And I think, you know, there probably is a better way to do things. And one of the frustrations we've had is that the timing of our offers may not be the same as offers in the area. And that can cause great uncertainty for parents.
So what difference do you think this system, this single application system, could it make?
Well, the first thing to say really is it's not going to create any more spaces in our school. We had 192 spaces in first year this year. We're going to have 192 spaces next year. One of the things that it may do, though, is it may force parents to choose, first of all. I don't have a problem with a parent taking a place in a waiting list in one of the schools in Athenry and holding a place in another school until maybe they get a chance of their school of preference. But one of the difficulties for all schools is when parents hold a number of places in a number of schools. And that's very frustrating, and it's most frustrating for the parent who has not received any offer for any school in that area. So I suppose it is welcome from our point of view that the department have identified it as something that's of huge concern to schools particularly and to parents, and their involvement, I suppose, may see that some of those spaces where there's holding of places may be freed up.
But given what you're saying about being oversubscribed and you're not getting any extra places here, where a child is on, you know, maybe a list for maybe two schools on that central list, who decides where the child goes?
Well, at the moment, it's all according to the school's individual admissions policies and how the places are given. But the main advantage of this system is that in our case, the three schools in Athenry, we will have the same date for closing for our enrolment. We'll have the same date for the offers of round one, offers of round two. And that's certainly a help. But I suppose, Anya, the other thing is we border several other secondary schools in our area. They do not form part of this pilot. So they may have different dates for the things that I've mentioned. Mm-hmm. And that is a difficulty. But I suppose this is a pilot. The hope would be that maybe this is going to be broadened out and that all schools may be involved in this. And I think from a Department of Education point of view, not speaking for them, but I'd say our process is time to be finished before Christmas. That certainly allows the Department of Education time to see where the greatest need, if there's needs for extra accommodation and so on from Christmas onwards, because these students aren't coming to the school until September of the following year. So I assume that probably is one of the motivations for this, that they would have it earlier in the year, because I am aware from going to meetings of principals that schools do their enrolment at all different times of the year, and some of them don't do it until after the Easter holidays. So I suppose that's very late.
A standard system would bring more clarity and cut out a lot of the confusion.
Yeah, I think it certainly would help to do that. And as I say, for us, look, this is a start. It's the three schools in our area. But I suppose what I'd like to see maybe the following year, if the pilot is successful, is that it would be broadened out to all of the schools and that we'd all have the same. And there'd be clarity then for parents
Right.
and for the students coming in.
Well, we'll check back in with you in the future to see how this is all progressing and how this new pilot system is working. But for the moment, Cathal Moore, Principal of the Presentation College in Athenry, thank you very much for talking to us on Morning Ireland. The time now almost 26 minutes past 8.